Hi and welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are ready for this week's weekly guitar meeting. And I would love to start straight away with a very beautiful guitar with some exotic woods. This instrument is made by Ramin Falla. Look at this top. This is it's not a cedar top, it's a thermo spruce top. And what I also love is the contrast between the rosette and this top. It's so eye-catching. I mean, you have to like this kind of rosette. It's a very modern rosette. You have to like it. But if you are open to new type of rosettes, it is a very special one. And as I said, the contrast between the rosette and the top is very beautiful to my eyes. And we have Persian walnut back and sides. I think it's the first time that I'm reviewing a guitar with Persian walnut back and sides, which looks very beautiful. It's like a painting for me. Yeah, Ramin Falla guitars are built traditionally. We have some little modern elements and decorations on his guitars. We have also a sound port here. I have played already a few tones on this instrument and I felt in love with the tone. Let's see how it sounds to you. Wow. For me personally, you have like everything. You have, first of all, a beautiful tone. Very elegant, and you can play some very nice vibratos. Very singing tone, but it's not too bright or too brilliant. It's covered with some darkness and smoothness around it. And I also like the volume. Despite being a traditional guitar, I think this is a very full-bodied sounding guitar. Very good sustain. I'm impressed. Also, the feeling, the comfort on this guitar is a highlight of this instrument. Last piece. I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar made by Ramin Falla with a thermo spruce and Persian walnut back and sides, which work perfectly. It's a great combination. The sound is very nice, elegant, and the volume is also very good. And I can tell you it has a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fan bracing. And let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is a premiere for me personally. It's made by the young German guitar maker, another super talented young German guitar maker, Adrian Nea. It's the first time that I'm reviewing a guitar made by him, and I have played already a few notes on this guitar and I was very impressed. It's a traditionally built guitar, but the sound is very loud, forward going, and at the same time you have still the balance and the clarity in the tone. And this guitar is brand new. It has a number 20, and it comes with a spruce top, a very simple but elegant and nice rosette, and we have smoked oak back and sides. This looks amazing, no? I think this is the second time that I'm, or maybe it's the first time that I'm reviewing a guitar with smoked oak back and sides. And the fingerboard is slightly elevated. Well, let's play a few notes on it. I will keep playing before I say anything. The highlight of this guitar for me is very interesting. It has a fast attack, and usually if a guitar has a very fast attack or fast response, the tones are not that long. The sustain is usually a bit shorter. In this case, I have the feeling that the response of the guitar is very fast, but after that you have a very decent sustain in the tone. So the tone stays for a decent time. Very interesting. And as you can hear, the tone is quite sweet and bright. But you have at the same time soft overtones, which makes the sound overall very pleasant, and it gives something smooth to the sound. Thank you. shout out to this guitar luthier Adrian Neha for making this guitar so comfortable to play on. I mean, the shape of the neck and the feeling is super comfortable to play on, and this is one of the, let's say, top three important things in a guitar, or maybe top two. Well, and I'm again very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this instrument with smoked oak back and sides? And the next guitar is made by one of my favorite guitar makers from Antwerp. It's made by Jean Marquet, who is building exceptional traditional guitars, Hausa style guitars, and the guitars are sounding very well balanced, super even sound, elegant tone, and a great separation in the tone. And every time when I review a new guitar made by him, I have the feeling that there is a little improvement again compared to the previous guitar. But I still didn't play any single tone on this guitar, so I'm very excited. And this guitar is brand new from 2026. It has the number 40. It's funny, the last guitar had the number 20. This guitar has the number 40. Maybe the next guitar has the number 60. No, the next guitar has the number 319. Okay. This guitar comes with a super beautiful spruce top with some beautiful hazels on it, a very nice, simple, elegant, traditional rosette, and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. I also love the tuners. I'm not sure if it's Shella or Alessi or Chris Bonnet. You can read it on our website. Everything is mentioned there. Everything is listed there. But they feel very good and they also look very elegant. Well, please allow me to play a few pieces on this guitar. Impressive. I think compared to his previous guitars, I have the feeling that this guitar is a bit more responsive. Maybe the guitar is the top or the sides or the back are slightly thinner, maybe, and that leads to a sound which is much more responsive compared to his previous guitars, and the tones come out easily. And the sustain is very good as on his previous guitars. Colors on this guitar, you have a very wide palette of colors. Wow. lovely. What I like about this guitar is, I think, again, the responsiveness and the ease on this guitar. It helps the player a lot to be more free and to get easier full tones out of this guitar, if it does make sense. So it was a Jean Marque guitar from Antwerp. I think I have said enough to the sound of this guitar, so let me know what you think about the sound of this instrument, and let's move to the next one. This beautiful guitar is made by the Italian guitar maker Marco Maguolo. Yeah, it's a kind of modern guitar. It's a lattice-braced guitar. This model is called Ducale, and he is using his own system of bracing, which is very interesting. The guitar sounds very loud, but you have the clarity still in the tone. And we have a very beautiful rosette. We have a cedar top, Indian rosewood back and sides, and a slightly elevated fingerboard. And this guitar has a 64 centimeters scale. So it might be a guitar for you, because many of our customers are asking for guitars with a 64 centimeters scale. If you have a bit shorter or smaller hands, yeah, it could be helpful for you if you have difficulties to play on a 65 or 66 centimeter scale centimeters guitar. Well, let's play a few notes on it. Wow, I mean, it's loud. I think the first thing what I was very impressed by was the first string. It has such a long sustain. It has a super singing tone, and this is very important on a guitar, that the first string is able to sing and to have a long sustain. Such a well-breathing guitar. You don't have to work a lot to get a good sound out of it. But this despite of the loud volume, you have still the clarity and the separation in the tone, which makes this instrument very impressive. Last piece. Marco Maguolo, the Ducale model number 319. Let me know what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Lattice braced, as I said, very loud, responsive, but at the same time you have still the clarity in the tone, which is very difficult to achieve. If you have a super loud guitar, usually at some parts you have to make sacrifices and sacrifice or compromises in terms of sustain and balance, but this one sounds very good. Congratulations to him. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by one of the most sought after guitar makers worldwide. It's made by Dennis Toltz. As you can see, it's not the newest guitar. This one was built in 2015, but I can tell you already that the sound is very close to a new Dennis Toltz guitar. And you notice that he had already in 2015 exactly the idea how his guitars should sound, and everything else is just a little improvement. This one is a double top guitar, of course, with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let me play on it. Noticed is, compared to the new guitars of Dennis Toltz, this one sounds slightly brighter in the trebles. At the same time, the sustain is a bit longer. Yeah. It gives me the vibe of a more traditional guitar than a double top, but in terms of power and respond, it has the qualities of a double top guitar, because I mean it is a double top guitar, but very colorful at the same time. Like a traditional guitar with a loud volume. Impressive. So if you are looking for a Dennis Toltz guitar, for a very good double top guitar, for a very good price, this is the chance, I would say. Dennis Toltz guitar from 2015 with some little marks on the top, but overall in a very good condition. And I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar? If you are hearing a double top sound, or if you also hear a more traditional sound. Well, before we end this week's weekly guitar meeting, I'm going to review for very short two very good double top guitars of Zika's Luthiers. So, and at the end of this week's weekly guitar meeting, I am going to showcase to you our own house brand Zika's Luthiers, the Legacy model. This is at the moment our top of the line model. It's a double top guitar with Nomex, with a super precise, clean work and build quality. Sound wise, it's incredible. I mean, you will notice it as soon as you have this guitar in your hands and play a few notes on it. And it comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And this is the 64 centimeters scale version. And I'm going to play also on the 65 centimeters scale edition straight away after this guitar, so you can hear if you notice any difference in the sound, which I doubt, but the feeling is of course slightly different. This guitar is inspired by the biggest double top German guitar makers such as Damann, Wagner, and it goes sound wise in that direction. This was our goal when we were designing this guitar. And the sound is very loud, very responsive, but you have at the same time also the clarity. To play exactly the same on Zika's Luthiers Legacy model with 65 centimeters scale. let me know if you notice a difference between these two models, the Zikas Luthiers Legacy guitars, double top models with a huge sound. Well, and I'm also curious which guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting you like the most. And if you enjoyed this video, please leave a like. We would appreciate it a lot. And have a nice weekend. See you next week.